The next patient is Glenda Self, S-E-L-P-H, Glenda, G-L-E-N-D-A. This is the clinical case of a 64-year-old white female that has a non-functional right kidney. I had the opportunity to review the renal scan with a furosemide that was done, and the uptake of the material is very slow, if any. That right kidney has calcifications, two non-obstructive stones. In the left kidney was the one that was treated for stones and that were actively passing. A stent was placed, the stent fell off, and the patient has come with the following laboratory results. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 2.5. Before, it was 2.63. In other words, the kidney function has remained stable. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 208 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is a very small amount of protein spilling in the urine. And the hemoglobin A1C came down from 7.5 to 6.5, period. The patient is retaining fluid. We're going to start her on Bumex, 1 milligram every day. The prescription was called to Walmart in Huachula. Huachula, W-A-U-C-H-U-L-A. I anticipate this lady to be taking 1 milligram POVID, period. Following number anemia, this anemia related to iron deficiency and CKD. Hemoglobin is 9.9. Following number, obesity.
Okay. What is your pharmacy?
Seaweed. The patient had lost 20 pounds, gained 3 back, but it's related to fluid retention. The patient was instructed to have a low salt diet with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, a plant-based diet. Following number, atrial fibrillation. The patient is not anticoagulated at the present time. The primary cardiologist is asking if she is a candidate for the administration of Eliquis. I don't see any contraindication for that purpose. We have to monitor the patient very closely. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under better control today. The blood pressure is 120 over 58. Following number, esophageal reflux disease that have no clinical manifestations. A paragraph, I invested 20 minutes reviewing the imaging with the cardiologist, with the radiologist, and reviewing the old chart in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.